legislative session is beginning in just a matter of days, and we know housing will yet again be a major discussion up in Hartford among lawmakers. So let's look at what can be done to create more affordable workforce housing in the state for 2025. Joining us now is our housing expert on Melissa in the Morning, Renee Dobis, the CEO of Connecticut Housing Partners. And Happy New Year, Renee. Let's start with the controversial 830G law that is on the books. Do you believe there's any chance that gets tweaked at all, or do we go through yet another legislative session just arguing about it?
Happy New Year, everyone. And my fear is that they'll just be arguing about it. As I've discussed previously, I don't see the political will there to make any changes to that particular law. I wish there were more political will, because affordable housing is critically important to our state, and it's an economic issue because companies are starting to complain. They're having a hard time attracting a workforce. We're going to start seeing people start leaving the state again due to the high cost of living in the state of Connecticut, such as electricity, which we're the third highest state in the union that pays, you know, has the highest electricity rates in the state, in the country, the third highest, at California and Hawaii being higher than us. So there's a lot of problems we have in the state of Connecticut, and it really needs to center around the workforce and being able to make sure that our workforce can afford to live here and not only just be able to keep a roof over your head, but also be able to afford all those other costs, such as food and electricity and gasoline and taxes and insurance and all of those things that are putting pressures on families. And, you know, right now, there's a report that is stating that 40% of Connecticut residents are struggling to make ends meet. That's a huge number of people in a state as small as ours, where we have, what, 350,000 people that live here. That's a huge number.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I also think, Renee, you spoke to something really clear, which is this shouldn't have a political division. I mean, I think when you get down to it, I do feel like housing has become, first of all, you and I have talked about this so many times, the word affordable has been so poorly defined. And I think it puts a bad taste in people's mouths unnecessarily. But the other thing is that it's become politically divided. And I just don't think it needs to be that way. I think we need concrete solutions, and we just need to come to the table and say, look, let's put our parties aside and let's try to figure out what are the goals here, right? We want to attract people into these massive industries that we need people. So law enforcement, teachers, healthcare, for example. Can't bring people here if we have nowhere to house them. Okay, we can't. So if that's the goal of bringing them here and retaining them, then we need to make housing adjustments. We need to make changes. As you mentioned, Renee, the people who are already here can't afford to live here. They just can't do it. And so we need to adjust to that. And again, regardless of people's political affiliation, that is just a human interest problem. And we need to start attacking this for the betterment of Connecticut residents and not just what our political affiliations are. I mean, it's getting out of control.
It is. It really is. And, you know, they've got to be able to find some common ground. You know, I think they both, the Republicans and Democrats, just have a different thought process and approach on how they want to address it. And there's got to be a place where they can meet in the middle. There just has to be. And I'm encouraging them to really work hard to find what that is, because this problem's not going away. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not. And as more time goes on that we don't address it, it's just going to get worse and worse.
So Renee Dobis, again, CEO of Connecticut Housing Partners, which they're coming up on a milestone year, by the way. We'll get to that in a second. What would you suggest? Any suggestions to kind of meet that middle ground, as you mentioned?
I think they really need to look at 830G and adjust it so that it encourages more affordable housing. I think they need to get a lot tougher on these municipalities to encourage them to build affordable housing. You know, especially in, you know, the southern part of our state, where there's a tremendous amount of wealth. And so there's a tremendous amount of pushback on affordable housing. And this is the densest part of our state. This is where we need affordable housing the most, is down in Fairfield County. So they need to get tough. And, they are afraid to get tough because I think they feel if they get tough, they may not get reelected. So, you know, we'll just see, you know, what happens. But of course, lobbying behind the scenes, talking to the legislators behind the scenes is very important. You know, it shouldn't just be me who's in the industry. It should be everybody, you know, talking to the legislators, telling them how important this is and how the need is so great to really put pressure and, you know, really kind of light a fire and say, listen, you know, you got to address it.
And it's interesting that you say, Renee Dobas, that they have to get tough or, you know, or else we're going to have issues. What's interesting to me is I didn't even realize you could do this, but it's in our news today, actually, that Fairfield just recently filed what they're hoping is a moratorium, a 4-year break from 830G. Apparently, New Canaan already has that in place. I didn't even realize that was an option. So I'm thinking to myself, wait, so towns can just kind of opt out of 830G for a 4-year break? I mean, that's a huge deal. And I'm not saying that it's good, bad, or indifferent, but basically it's like to appease them. Okay, if you don't like it, we're not going to change 830G, but you can opt out of it. Well, that's not a solution.
No, it's not.
You know,
no,
like that's crazy.
No, I agree with you. And there should be no opting out. And 4 years is a long period of time.
It's a long time. But I'm not saying that 830G is not broken. That's the thing is I'm not saying, you know, hey, Fairfield, you don't have a right to do that or New Canaan. But I'm just saying if the answer is, oh, we're not touching 830G, but you can opt out of it, that's not a solution. That's basically putting a Band-Aid on what needs to have a major surgical, I think, procedure done.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree.
It's crazy, crazy stuff. So we'll see. We'll see if 830G, I mean, how many sessions, Renee, have you and I talked about this? And basically, it's just back and forth arguing, and nothing happens to 830G. Nothing really.
No, nothing at all.
Well, maybe 2025 will show a different, maybe, series of events. We'll see. We've got Renee Dobas here, CEO of Connecticut Housing Partners. And you know, CHP is actually coming up on 35 years. It's celebrating its anniversary. That's amazing.
Yes, 2025 is kicking off our 35-year anniversary.
Wow.
We're putting forth what we're calling our key campaign for the entire year. And to piggyback on the 35 years, we're going to do an expose on 35 households who get who are able to move into affordable housing, and we'll be highlighting them, and we'll be putting out their stories on social media, talking about the importance and why this housing is so important to them. And please come to our website and be a key member. We would love to have all the support that we can, because it's really important, because we can't just rely on state and federal dollars for the work that we do. We rely on generous donors as well. And I also want to talk about in December, we broke ground for a $27 million rehabilitation project for 69 units in Stamford, Connecticut, a property that we already own. We have 153 residents that live there. And we haven't had this property rehabbed in more than 20 years, so it will be beautiful and everything will be brand new. And these residents are really excited about it. And we have other projects in our pipeline as well, and we're hoping to close on another one in the spring of 2025. So the pipeline is robust. We just can't get it through the pipeline fast enough, as we're dealing with the Department of Housing and Connecticut Housing Finance Authority. But, you know, we're not the only developer in the state, so they're dealing with other developers as well. And, you know, they're managing as best as they can. So the funds are there. We just need to get busy and get it built. And that's what we're doing. We're working really hard to get it built.
And the place in Stamford, Renee, are you talking about Parkside?
Yes, I am. Parkside
okay.
Gables.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, so there's a lot that we're going to certainly be staying tuned into. And we so appreciate that we have a monthly check-in with Renee Dobas. And we might have to have Renee on more as the legislative session moves on. Because, like I said, housing is going to continue to be a real focus, as it should be for Connecticut lawmakers. And for you listening, it's really, like Renee said, this should be something you care about. This is affordable workforce housing. These are your kids' school teachers, the people who work in our hospital mm-hmm. systems, the people who are in our law enforcement, our firefighters, the people who we want to graduate and to now make up our young families and our economy. If they have nowhere to live, They can't be part of our workforce. We're, you know, and I think that people have to, again, re-understand what we mean by affordable housing, and also understand that, I mean, there's a lot of brokenness with 830G, but nonprofits like Connecticut Housing Partners, I mean, for over 30 years, they've been creating these workforce and affordable housing opportunities. So if people want to learn more, certainly check out their website, cthousingpartners.org. And Renee Dobis, I thank you so much and look forward to having you back on really soon.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year, everyone.
Right back at you. Renee Dobis, again, CEO of Connecticut Housing Partners. And if you want more information and you want to support the work that they are doing and learn more about what they're doing, again, 35 years, nothing to scoff at. Go to cthousingpartners.org.